Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 499, and today we are going to bring you back-to-school tips for your children so they can go back to school with a smile. All right? Unfortunately, kids, it's time to go back to school. I know some of you are excited about it, and some of you aren't. I know some parents are excited about it, and some of you aren't, but it is a reality, and some of the kids that I know, in fact, my brother's grandson is already back in school. So anyway, okay, so now, before we get started, I'd like to remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, or if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, not orbit and, it is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And just so you know, all of these episodes are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Think of it as the replay channel. Okay, so every show that we've ever done, you can go and listen to the replay at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay, so as I mentioned, we're going to give you some back-to-school tips so that your children can go back to school with a healthy smile. And one of those is taking your kid to the dentist. You know, we make sure that they have new clothes, we make sure they have school supplies, but we sometimes forget about their oral health. And I will tell you that I think it's the Board of Health local that says that children cannot start kindergarten unless they've had a dental checkup. And by the way, on August 20th, I will be at North Broadway United Methodist Church doing free back-to-school checkups for the children that they have in their parish. I don't know if they'll be recruiting others, but it is a service that we offer. Also, I'd like to mention that 2 days before that, I will be at the Fashion Meets Music Festival, which is August 18th and 19th, and I will have my big motorhome there, and I will have my dental chair in there and all of the equipment I need to do dentistry, and I'm going to be doing dentistry on the road crews of the musical acts, sometimes maybe even the musicians. It just depends on what the need is, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Actually going to make it a camping weekend. I'll be actually camped out there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Kind of remembrance of a little bit of a memory of my own when I played music. I played the drums, and I traveled around the country in a bus. And so for me, it's a little bit like full circle and giving back to these guys that and gals that are on the road and don't really have a chance to get to the dentist. All right. So that is August 18th and 19th. And if you come and say hi, all right? And okay, so now let's go back to talking about children and getting them back to school in a healthy way when it comes to their teeth. So, you know, you want to start the school year out right with a dental cleaning and exam. And while you're there, ask your child's dentist about sealants and fluoride treatments to prevent decay. These treatments are easy ways to stop cavities before they start, and they can even improve your child's performance. Talking about at school. So, you know, it's been reported that a third of children miss school because of oral health problems. So a lot of days missed, and I don't know about you, but when I would miss a day of school, I really, really felt like I was behind. I just, when I'd come back, I'd feel like, well, I don't know this. I wonder if they talked about this while I was gone, and I would just be out of sorts. And so I, as a child, preferred to be in school than miss. I know that they can send our homework home or whatever it was that was covered, but it just wasn't the same for me. So that was number one, taking your kids to the dentist. Number two is picking the right snacks. So you want to swap out lunchbox no-nos with healthy alternatives. So instead of chips or crackers, try nuts. Salty snacks such as chips and crackers may seem healthy because they don't contain sugar, but simple starches can be just as bad. Those snacks break down into sticky goo, coating teeth, and promoting decay. You should also replace juice and soda with milk and water. Avoid candies and granola bars. These are sticky and, of course, full of sugar. And even though granola bars use honey, which is better, it's still sticky. So you can have healthy foods like raisins, but if they stick to your teeth, they're not good for your teeth. Good for your body, but not good for your teeth. You want to offer them instead crunchy snacks like celery sticks, baby carrots, and cubes of cheese. And so, you know, you can actually do a little test. Take a sandwich, say a white bread sandwich of anything, maybe peanut butter and jelly, and chew it. And you're going to find a lot of the bread sticks to your teeth, right? Well, then if you follow it up by eating some carrot sticks or celery, what you find is it cleans off the material that was left behind by the white bread. And so that just shows the natural cleansing effect that these foods have. And the way teeth are designed is for the food to kind of slide off the convex surface and just kind of braise the gums and or graze the gums. And then everything is self-cleansing. All right, because think back, there were days when we didn't have toothbrushes in the 1700s maybe, 1800s and before. So at least the body has a little design there to help, but we need to help it out by not putting the stuff that just sticks there. Okay, making brushing and flossing fun. Of course, that is very important for kids. And by the way, kids learn from watching parents what parents do, not from what parents say. So you want to keep their mouth healthy. Kids need to brush twice a day for 2 minutes at a time. They should also floss every day, preferably after dinner. And you want to try, here's some tricks you want to try to make oral hygiene more exciting. Use a sticker calendar. Let your kids place stickers on each day to represent brushing and flossing. Play music, so collect your kids' favorite 2 minute songs and make sure they brush the whole time. Personalize. Help your child pick a themed toothbrush in his or her favorite color. And provide a kid-friendly floss holder, like a Y-shaped device, making floss more comfortable. Okay? So those are ways that you can help them want to brush and floss more often and make it fun. Let me back up and talk a little bit about the foods that we were talking about, because, you know, what I want to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the best and worst foods for your teeth. Just checking the time there. By the way, later on, or not that far from now, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So let me just remind you that you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. I'm going to give you the phone number now. We're not ready to do it now, but you can pre-program it into your phone. So the number is going to be 614-459-9769. And the question is going to deal with the three things we just told you about back-to-school tips to make sure your kids have healthy teeth and gums. That would be taking them to the dentist would be one. Picking the right snacks would be two. And three would be making them brush and floss, or making it fun. Okay? So let's talk about the best and worst foods for your teeth. So you kind of, you know, if you are what you eat, that's particularly true for your teeth and gums. When you drink and munch starchy or sugary foods, you're not only feeding yourself, you're feeding the bacteria that can cause plaque on your teeth. Plaque is a thin, invisible film of sticky bacteria and other materials that cover all of the surfaces of your teeth. When sugars or starches in your mouth come in contact with plaque, the acids that result can attack teeth for 20 minutes or more, and this is even after you finish eating. Repeated attacks can break down the hard enamel on the surface of teeth. This leads to tooth decay. The bacteria in plaque also triggers an inflammatory response that causes the breakdown of gums, bone, and other supporting structures of your teeth. Although some foods invite tooth decay, others help fight plaque buildup. And here are some of the foods that seek out, and so you can avoid some of the bad things. We're also going to give you a list of the foods you want to avoid. Okay, the good foods: fiber-rich fruits and vegetables. Foods with fiber have a detergent effect in your mouth. This is according to the ADA. They also get saliva flowing. Next to good home dental care, this is your best natural defense against cavities and gum disease. About 20 minutes after you eat something containing sugars and starches, your saliva begins to reduce the effects of the acids and enzymes attacking your teeth. Because saliva contains traces of calcium and phosphate, it also restores minerals to areas of teeth that have lost them from the bacterial acids. Cheese, milk, plain yogurt, and other dairy products. Cheese is another saliva maker. The calcium in cheese and the calcium in phosphates in milk and other dairy products help put back minerals your teeth might have lost due to the other foods. Green and black teas both contain polyphenols that interact with plaque bacteria. These substances either kill or hold back bacteria. This prevents them from growing or producing acids that attack teeth. Depending on the type of water you use to brew your tea, a cup of tea can also be a source of fluoride, meaning if you use fluoridated water, which is tap water. sugarless chewing gum. This is another great saliva maker that removes food particles from your mouth. Foods with fluoride. Fluoridated drinking water or any product you make with fluoridated water helps your teeth. This includes powdered juices, as long as they don't contain a lot of sugar, and dehydrated soups. Commercially prepared foods like poultry products, seafood, and powdered cereals also can give fluoride. After we do the question of the day, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the bad foods, okay? The things that you do want to avoid. But as I mentioned, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before, and the number is 614-459-9769. Just pre-program that into your phone. But before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, so today we are giving you tips on how to prepare your children's smile for going back to school. What are some of the things you should do? A, take your kids to the dentist. B, pick the right snacks. C, make brushing and flossing fun. Or D, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else hidden.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We don't have a winner yet. The number 614-459-9769. 614-459-9769. We're going to leave the phones open for a little bit, and you have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis. Okay, so while we are doing that, I was going to go over the bad foods, things you want to avoid, have your children avoid. Okay? That would be sticky candies and sweets. If you eat sweets, go for those that clear out of your mouth quickly. So thumbs down for lollipops, caramels, and cough drops that contain refined sugar. Note, the effects of chocolate on preventing cavities have been widely promoted, largely by studies funded by the candy industry, but not totally proven. Cocoa does have some health benefits. Some studies have shown chocolate to be not as bad as other sugary treats. It does turn out that it's the unsweetened chocolate that is better for you, and I would say most kids don't like that as much, right? They don't like it as much. Starchy foods can get stuck in your teeth. We talked about in your mouth. We talked about that a little bit. So soft breads and potato chips, for instance, can get trapped between your teeth. Carbonated soft drinks. These drinks are the leading source of added sugar among kids and teens because being loaded with sugar. Besides being loaded with sugar, most soft drinks contain phosphoric and citric acids that wear away tooth enamel. substances that dry out your mouth. These include alcohol and many medicines. If medicines are the cause, consider talking to your healthcare provider about getting a fluoride rinse or fluoride gel for brushing your teeth, okay? So that's very important that we eat right, because we can't, I like to remind people that I only see you twice a year, 2 days out of 365. The other 363, you're on your own. So that's a lot of damage that can happen in those 363 days, you know? So, it's just one of those things that we kind of take our teeth for granted, and we shouldn't, because they won't be there if you do. They really won't. Okay, now, we referred to sealants. Sealants are a good thing. That is a plastic coating that we put on teeth. It does require a dental visit. And what we do, it's almost like rust-proofing a car. You want to do it as soon as the new teeth come in, and you want to what we do is we clean off the tooth. We put the sealant on there, and it keeps the cavities from ever getting started. It's a really good thing. We also referred to make sure you're drinking tap water. A lot of families have filtered water, where they buy bottled water, and unknowingly, you're limiting the amount of fluoride your child is getting, your children are getting, so therefore, you're not providing them with the preventative cavity benefits that fluoride gives, okay? So, let's see. We talked about using things that have xylitol instead of sugar. Let's see what else we have. Oh, you want to lift up your lip every month. Lift up your lip. You want to look in there and see what you're missing. This is really funny because I'm a dentist. I think I brush well. I know how to brush. I know how to not miss an area. And yet there was a point in my life, I forget when, that one day I looked in the mirror. I pulled my lip down, lower front, and I had all this plaque there. I'd been missing this area, and I could have sworn I'd been getting it. So you have to actually look in there. So after you're done, look in the mirror, smile real big, lift your lip up, look at the top teeth, pull your lip down to look at the lower front teeth, and you might be surprised at how much you've been missing, okay? Now, we mentioned about how much school is missed by children because of dental issues. That would be toothaches, and, I have a broken tooth or something. But someone did a calculation. 51 million school hours are lost due to dental disease each year. 51 million. That's a ton. I mean, that's, and like we talked about missing school, how important it was for me to be in class. You know, some kids can miss class and be fine. I just wasn't one of them. I just always felt like I was behind. Something else that you want to think about as your child gets ready to go back to school, many children play sports, right? And so you want to make sure that they have and wear a custom-made athletic mouth guard. So if you don't already have one for them, bring them to your dentist and have them fitted for a custom-made mouth guard. It has to be custom-made because if it's the boil and bite, it's not going to stay in their mouth when they have the blow to the head or to the chin or to the mouth. It's going to pop out if it doesn't fit well. And so it has to be this one that's vacuumed down over a model of your child's teeth, okay? That is so, so important. And even more so now that we are understanding how easy it is for concussions to occur. By the way, folks, it's not just football that kids get concussions. It's soccer is a big one. Believe it or not, they don't even use their hands, right? But they use their head. And so they've actually outlawed using a header in soccer for some of the younger kids. But there are accidental collisions that can happen. And so you need to make sure your child is protected. Okay, it costs a little more money, but you're wasting your money on the boil and bite because it's not going to be there when you need it. They're going to get hit in the head or in the chin, and the mouth guard's going to pop out, and they're still going to get the damage that you were trying to avoid. You'll be money ahead by having a custom-made one fabricated for your child. Okay, now, I have a list of some questions that I have, that I get. I wrote them down, in dealing with this topic. And I'm also going to, later in the show, I'm also going to give you the list of approved toothpastes, because one of the things I hear oftentimes is, what's the best toothpaste to use? Which one do you use? And I tell them that what you want to do is use all of the fluoridated toothpastes with the ADA seal of approval. So I have the list of the ADA approved toothpaste I'm going to give you here in a minute. And then we're going to go over the questions that we get often. I hope I have time for all of it. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break right now. Remember, the phones are still open. It is 614-459-9769 if you want to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. The question of the day was, we're giving you tips of how to prepare your child or your children for going back to school, and what are some of the things you should do? It was A, take your kids to the dentist, B, pick the right snacks, C, making brushing and flossing fun, or D, all of the above. I think it's pretty clear that D is the right answer. But anyway, you're going to have a chance to win those flowers. We're going to go to a break, and feel free to call in to win those flowers during the break.
You can take me as I am, not just a little bit. You're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 499. We have what I think is a winner on the phone is Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. What is the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question?
Answer is all of the above.
That's right. And you have children?
Yes, I do.
Good, good. And Tom, I'm about to give the ADA-approved toothpastes, and one of them is Tom's toothpaste. Is that yours?
No, I wish it was, but it's not, no.
You've heard of it? Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. So, Tom, what do you do for a living?
I'm a healthcare administrator.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so you're already attuned to this.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, well, hey, stay on the line. We want to get the address where we're going to send those flowers, and thank you so much for listening and calling in, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, bye. So we're going to go over these questions, and then the last thing we'll do is cover the toothpaste that are approved by the ADA, because... one of the questions we always get is, what is the most effective toothpaste? And as I mentioned, we use the all fluoridated toothpaste with the ADA seal. That has always been my advice. I'll give you that list later. Is brushing twice important? This was a question posed. Can we use oral chemicals to rinse your mouth out at night? Or rinse our mouth out at night? Okay, assuming twice a day, brushing is important. Yes. And you can use a chemical called chlorhexidine, also known as Paradex, to rinse your teeth before bed. That will also inhibit plaque formation, or rather bacterial growth. Won't 4 minutes of brushing wear down enamel over time? The answer is, will not appreciably wear down enamel, so don't worry about that. It's more important to brush, even if it's for a long time, if you're using the right toothpaste and all that, okay? How important is the direction you brush? Which area of the mouth needs more attention? Well, angle your brush 45 degrees to the gum with smaller circle strokes, meaning just kind of jiggling it, and spend slightly more time on the back teeth, because that's where the food gathers. It's where you're doing all of your chewing, and it's harder to reach, so you have to spend more time back there. Okay? Isn't fluoride harmful? Why put it in water? The answer, fluoride in small quantities, as suggested, is harmless. One part per million is harmless and beneficial. That's why we put it in water, because it's relatively inexpensive, and it's the most successful public health initiative that's ever been undertaken when it comes to oral health. After two extractions, I have painful teeth and gums when it is cold. Any advice? Well, desensitizing toothpastes are good for this, bonding over the root surfaces that are now exposed. Coverage of the root surfaces with crowns or even root canal therapy is sometimes needed. So you know what? This is probably the only really good reason to be using a desensitizing toothpaste, because a lot of people mistakenly think, oh, I have a toothache, let me use desensitizing toothpaste. That's not going to do it, folks. That means you have a toothache. You probably have a deep cavity, maybe an abscess or something. So, but when you have a tooth extracted, now the teeth on either side, those sides are exposed that didn't used to be. Those sides used to be protected by that tooth and maybe a little bit more below the gum line. And now that the tooth is missing, they are exposed, okay? How do I get rid of gingivitis for good? It's important to note that the mouth does not heal itself. Cavities don't go away on their own. Bone loss will never heal itself. But if all you have is gingivitis, which means inflammation of the tissues, strong attention to regular oral hygiene with disclosing dye, low sugar consumption, and regular professional cleanings will get rid of that. And hopefully it'll prevent it from becoming periodontal disease, which is the one that affects the bone as well. Okay? So another question. Will there be stem cell therapy for tooth regeneration in the future? The answer, there is stem cell regeneration now, but not refined. Tooth regeneration is still susceptible to decay and periodontal disease, and implants are more predictable. Okay, so kind of looking in the looking glass. The other thing that I'd like to remind folks, because we have these people, patients that sit in my chair, and who knows, maybe you're one of them, where you came in and you said, you know what, I can't afford implants. They're going to be able to regrow teeth soon, right? So I'm just going to wait for that. Well, guess what, folks? The most current technological advance, once it's in use on a regular basis, winds up being the most expensive choice, all right? So think about it. In the 60s, 70s, and maybe early 80s, the most high-tech thing we could do for missing teeth were removable partial dentures. In the late 80s, early 90s, and 2000s, it would be porcelain crowns, porcelain bridges, okay? Because the cosmetics were better than they had been. And now the most advanced thing that we can offer, so in the 2000s and 2010s, is implants. Implants cost more than bridges, and bridges cost more than partials. So I can just promise you that the tooth regeneration, that modality, when it is in full swing, is going to be the most expensive. So the reality is what you ought to be doing is selecting the best option for the current technology, okay, and not worry about what's coming down the pike. Okay, I said I was going to give the ADA-approved toothpastes, and it looks like I'm actually running out of time. It's AIM, Allosense, Aquafresh, Arm & Hammer Dental Care, Closis, Colgate. We have lots of Colgate and Crest products. That's good. I don't have to name them all. We have Tom's. Tom's has several on the market that are approved. Sparkle Fresh, Oral Line Secure, Fresh Mint, Hello, Sensodyne. We have more Tom's and Vivid Bright Gel Fluoride. Okay, that's it. You can get the other list at the rest of the list, rather more in depth, at the ADA website. Okay, so we are almost out of time. Let me just, tomorrow is my 41st anniversary. I want to wish my wife, Carrie, a happy 41st anniversary. I love you. Next week will be my 500th episode, so be sure to join me. I'm celebrating the 500th, folks. Also, I want to make sure you remember that I'll be at the Fashion Meets Music Festival on August 18th and 19th and doing free children's back-to-school exams at the North Broadway United Methodist Church on August 20th. Okay, that's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.